Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chumas Daf Beis, and we are starting Aleph Amud Beis about six lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Rabbi Yosi and the Vilna Tzuras Hadaf. It's near the end of Aleph Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Zara Bas Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah taught that a Chershot and Katan don't have the halachic ability to separate Truma, and the Gemara asks, why don't we say the Maisa Mechiyah HaMachshava? The Maisa of physically separating the Truma is an indication of what their Machshava was, and therefore the Truma should be valid. And Rabbi Yochanan answered that the pasuk uses the word Vinech, as in the pasuk v'nechshav lechem trumaschem, and that tells us that we need to look at machshava alone, and that's our sole indication. And since these three don't have machshava, their ma'isa isn't valid either. However, in a situation where the pasuk doesn't mention machshava, one of these three are able to perform a ma'isa which indicates what their machshava is. An example brought was being machshir produce b'makabel toma. It needs to be done with das, and as long as we can be certain that the action of the chershet of a katan shows that they want this water on the produce, so it is machshir l'kabel toma. However, now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yezir tells us, kashyasa kumi Shmuel, I asked in front of Shmuel. Harei gitin, what about by get? Harei ein kasabahen machshava, there's no pasuk that says machshava, ve'ein ma'isa shalom mechiach machshava asai, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the ma'isa of a chershet or katan is not mechiach on his machshava. The tanin, we have a mishnah that says, hakol k'shem lichtav es haget, everyone's kasher to write a get, afilu chershet of a katan, even a chershet and a katan, and a Rav Hun explains, how is it that chershet and a katan are allowed to write a get? V'hu she'e pikeach oimen al gabov, that's when we have a pikeach, a regular person that has machshava, that has das, standing over him, ensuring that he's doing it properly. Whereas based on what Alpha on top, Rabbi Yechanan asked on Rav Huna, "V'hainu v'kasav la l'shma?" Is this how we understand the pasuk of v'kasav la, which means l'shma? We know the pasuk tells us in regards to writing a get v'kasav la, he has to write it for her, and we learn this means l'shma. It has to be written l'shma, and having a pikeach omer al gabov to write it is not considered writing l'shma. So we see very clearly from here that Rabbi Yechanan holds, even though his ma'isa is technically showing what his machshava is, it's not valid, and the pasuk does not say the word v'nachshav over here. So because of this, Rabbi Yosi gives a different answer. Chazar Rabbi Yosi va'amar. Rabbi Yosi went back and said, "Tama." Over there, when we're talking about him writing a get, Zeh Kaisev is a Megarish. This one's writing it, and this one's divorcing with it. The Chershet or Katan aren't writing the get for themselves, they're writing get for somebody else, and the other person is divorcing with it. Param Hacha, however, here, he's the one that's using his machshava, and he's separating truma, and therefore it's not valid. In other words, since he isn't writing the get for himself, we don't say this ma'isa is mechiach what his machshava is. But with truma, since he's separating truma from his own produce, he's much more aware and attentive to what he's doing, and has more of halachic machshava. And the only reason it's not valid truma is because of the pasuk. Now Rav Yaakov Racha Amar, Rav Yaakov Racha says based off of this, ha ilu kasav hu v'girish hu get hu. But if the chershet or katan were to be writing the get for himself, so then it would be a valid get. Because since the pasuk doesn't say the word v'nechshav, we are able to say that his ma'isa is mechiach on his machshava. Now we're not gairus the next six words, bram halcha hu chai shevu tairem, and the Gemara continues asking on this inference of what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says in Rabbi Chiyu, says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, chalukan ala shayna azeh, that they argue with this. Now what does it mean they argue with this? So we have the following case which is brought up in Yevamos. We have a regular fellow, in Mishnah terminology this is called a bikeach, who became a mute. He became a cheresh. So Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel holds that as long as he still has the capacity to relay his thoughts in writing, then we allow him to write a get for his wife. However, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says the name Rabbi Yochanan, and this is what we just quoted, that Rav Shimon Gamaliel's chaverim argue with him. So how can Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha have been medayik that Rabbi Yochanan would allow this case? Rabbi Yochanan says very clearly that the Chum argued with Rav Shimon Gamaliel, and that means that Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. So Gemara asks, Ma'u Kedain, what is this? Meaning, how do we answer this? And the answer is that Asad Rabbi Yochanan the Truma is Kirbi Shmal Benoshal Rechon Breka de Kiddushin. Rabbi Yochanan, in his opinion over here of Truma, holds like Kirbi Shmal Benoshal Rechon Breka in regards to Kiddushin, based on top with Rabbi Yochanan Begitin, Kirabana de Kiddushin. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan in the get case, he holds like the Rabbanan's opinion of Kiddushin. In other words, this entire memory from Rabbi Yochanan that really the Ma'isa of a Chershet of a Katan is Mechich and is Machshava, if not for the Pasuk of an Echshav, comes from Machlekes Tanaim regarding Kiddushin. And as we're going to see in a moment, this is not the classic Kiddushin of a man being Mekadesh a woman. Rather, it's Kiddushin, sanctification of the Mechatos, water that the ashes of the Paradum are mixed into. And these ashes have to be placed there with the proper Machshava. As we continue, the Tanu, we have a brass that says, Chershet of a Katan, Shekidshu, if a Chershet of a Katan was Mekadesh the Mechatos by putting the ashes on, in Kiddushin, Kiddushin. It's not valid. He holds Bein Elvein Atzman if they did it by themselves and Kedushin Kedushin. It's not valid. However, Bein Elvein Acherim if they did it among other people and the other people are directing what they're doing, standing over them, Kedushin Kedushin, it is valid. And that's the answer in the seeming stira in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in regards to Truma holds like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yosef Rechon Breika that if there's someone standing over the chereshayt or katan, then technically the ma'aseh is mechiach on their machshava. And the only reason why it doesn't work by truma is because we have this pasuk of a nechshav. However, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the rabbanon over there by kiddushin in regards to gittin, that even though there's someone standing over him, it's not valid. However, the Gemara continues with this. Tani, we have a brass that says chereshayt haram. If a cheresh took off truma, and we have to add in the following girsa, a giresh or divorced his wife, ein gita get, his get is not valid. Ve'ein truma se truma, and his truma is not valid. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, when was it said? That's only if he always was a cheresh. But if he was bekeach, he was regular when he got married, and then he became a cheresh, he can write the get, and others can be mekayim what he writes, which means as long as they're standing over him, instructing him what to do, it would be a valid get. Now we're not going to the next six words. And the Gemara continues. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says in the Rav Chiyo, who says b'shem Rabbi Yechonon, that chalukin al shayin hazeh, the Chum argue with this. And furthermore, Amrin, they said, v'hamasisa pliga, there's actually a Mishnah that shows that they argue with this. Because what does the Mishnah say? Nischarish hu anishtata. Let's say after marriage, this regular person became a cheresh or a shaita, eino maitzei lames. He's never able to divorce his wife. Well, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, why not? V'yichtavi kaimu achem ksav yadai. He should be able to write a get, and others are able to mekayim what he's writing. Again, they could stand over him and dictate to him what to do, so they could see what his machshava is. And since the Mishnah doesn't say this, all it says is eino maitzei lames, it must be that this Mishnah clearly is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, the Gemara answers that's not necessarily true. This Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kamnua, they explain the Mishnah as follows: b'she'enu yedea lichtav. They're referring to a person who doesn't know how to write, so that's why the Mishnah says eino maitzei lames. But if it is possible, if this fellow does know how to write, then if others are standing over him, maybe he could write a get for his wife, and this would even be like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now we're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.